Begin the Quran Dav and second Zayim Dav Gimel. We begin on the base. We begin to taste the Masla. Begins with the Gemara. Kol Heicha Dechiyadadi Bechulu. Whenever it's the same, that's when we're going to have the halacha that will write Lashon Naki. Chase explains. So according to the Gemara's answer, so then why did we find other places that we were more lengthy to talk more refined? And that's bothering Taisis. But the Gemara didn't. The Gemara say Ikamar Kasev. So Taisis explains. Lakachi Ikamar Kasev. But that's why sometimes the Torah did go ahead and add more work, more letters, l'lamdenu, to come to teach us. The person should always talk in a refined language. Again, where you don't have to be lengthy on it. Now, and had we not deviated and added letters some places, then we would know when it's equivalent that there is such an obligation. But you're right, when it actually requires more letters, then actually a person could use whatever language. But we only show you this from the fact that we're adding on letters, that when it is the same, that then a person should go ahead and use the more refined language. Tinek says, the Masnah begins with the Gemara Rechemes Ksev. Taisis comes to answer then, which the question Rashi also addresses, is why don't you say Yeshevis also? The question was, wait, you're saying the same amount of letters, you say the more refined, then why by a woman does it say Rechemes if it has the same letters like Yeshevis? So the Gemara says, oh, Rechemes, it's written Chaser. Without a vav, so that's less letters. And then Meb Temet says, it has to take a second look. It says, you're going to say the list of Nam Yeshevis. Right, Yeshevis without a vav too. And then you can do more refined. So by Marie, the Reese says, no, the Le Matzil Mechtav Yeshevis. We could not have written Yeshevis without a vav. Because the Chalecha, the Chasav Yeshev, Le Vav, wherever the Torah writes, Yeshev, without a vav, Asla Josh, it's coming to give an exposition to say, oh, Kedashinan, like we expound, but like Yeshev B'Shas Daim, that it's saying Yeshev, but now without a vav, it's read Yashav, that day they appointed him to be a judge, where one's in the present tense, one is in the past tense, and therefore that's why it says chaser, to say that it was only that day, but therefore we can't write Yeshevis without a vav, because then you would actually make a drasha, which wouldn't be appropriate, because that's not a drasha we want to say, and therefore we couldn't have just written Yeshevis, and therefore we have to write Rechevis, because that was without a vav, and that's going to be less letters. The next says the Masnah begins with Zigmar, Ein Miskim B'Tahara. We don't harvest the olives in the state of purity. Shteis explains, why is that true? Why is that the Betzira of the grapes different than the Mesika, the harvesting of the olives? So Mefarsh Rebbe Yosef, it says the time of the Betzira, because the reasoning is given of why you have to do in the state of purity by harvesting the grapes, the Perikam, the Shabbos, that burn the first Perikam, Shabbos, Abid Zayim, and olive, Meshachim, the Mesika, they all don't apply to harvesting the olives. Because we find one of the reasons is the Shema Yitzirin the Bakubim is Zefefes, because you might come to harvest it with baskets that are tarred, which the grape juice is not going to be dripping out, and you're going to be pleased with that. And also Vahinami, the other reason, and therefore that would make it into a liquid, a beverage, which could then be Machshu, the grapes for Toma, and then we have to do it with Kiyam the Tayyim. Or Vahinami, or the other reason brought up, the Pamshon Moilich Likami, some different will go to his vineyard. But really, Eshkol Shabikri is going to see a cluster that has already ripened. And Saichtai, Umazafik Abanav, and he's going to squeeze it to test it out, and it's going to spray on the grapes. And at the time of harvesting, the liquid is still on it. So, again, you'll have that problem over there. So, they have to do it to Kilm Tarim. Those reasons, the Bezasim, ain't a Rugalasikin, by olives, that's not normally done to do it with baskets that are tarred or to squeeze the olives onto the other ones. And the reason for that is, because ain't a Mashkin. That liquid of the olives is not considered a beverage. It's not significant. Like the Gemara says, but he doesn't want those liquids. Though. It's only the olive that gets pressed out by the press. It's considered oil that he wants, and because of that, that's why we don't have to be moisik b'tahar. The next to the Masnah begins with the Gemara Shemetz Puzzle. Chase explained, what does it mean, Shemetz Puzzle, that they found by the one who had said he got a portion of lechem upon him the size of the tail of a lizard? So he explains, what does Shemetz mean? It means to say there was something regarding idolatry. Not like Rashi that says it's a cholol, some type of a problem in the lineage. It means to say that there was something with idolatry. That's like the pasuk in Shemais, the shimtza b'kameim. After the Jewish people did the eagle, which was a avodah zarah, there's going to be shimtza that's going to be disgraced whoever stands up against them. So you see that Shemetz refers to avodah zarah. And therefore, pasul kahuna, that's why it's invalid for kahuna. It's like the kam that served in this temple that was built by Chanyoy in Egypt, they shouldn't serve in the base of Mikdash. They ain't so chlemet abach. We don't have to say that if it was related to something else, Pirush, what does that mean to say? That if these kahanim had worshipped in the temple of idolatry. It says in the pasuk, "Achli yalla kanam abomis al mizbech Hashem," that the kahanim who went on the altar should not come to the mizbech of Hashem. So you see, because it was regarding avodah zarah, that's what shemitz means. That's why that kohen couldn't do the avodah. Two next says the master begins with Gemara Banachil and Meshufri Shufri. He says, "Now eat from the best of the best," which Tosfos brings proofs regarding if a person's believed to say that I'm a Jew. Here we find that this non-Jew was eating from the Korban Pesach year after year until Yudim Seir exposed him. So it says Tosfos Mekanein right. From here is not a proof. Shenemonim L'chalabalav and we believe everyone who comes in front of us. Vayim Yisrael and he says I'm a Jew because how else did this guy get from the Korban Pesach? Obviously he says he's a Jew. No, the Shani Acher it's different because the Rav Yisrael Hayu. But here, the majority of the Jewish people that are coming to do Aliyah LeRegel are Jewish. Vaseline Vasaruba, they would go on the majority. But generally, a person, possibly, we would have to investigate to see if he's Jewish. Now, but Ach Yesh Levi Rai, but Tess says, but you could bring a proof. Where the person who came to Rava, and he says that he was born from a non-Jew, non-Jewish father with a Jewish mother, and what should he do about getting married? So Rabbi said to him, Zil Gali, either go into exile, or marry a girl like you that's also born from that type of a union. But one thing, we see that one of the options he says, go into exile, no one's going to know who you are, and you'll marry a regular woman. Obviously, I mean to say, because if a guy says he's Jewish, you go ahead and believe him. Similarly, that person came in front of the Yehuda, and he says, although I'm a Jew, really, I converted by myself without a bezin. So Amalei said to him, "Nemanat to live salasas. You believe to invalidate yourself, which was not a valid conversion. But be to neman live salas v'nechli. You not believe to invalidate your children, to take away their Jewish status. Now, why is that? Behind Meshum the Matzal Memi. So on there, because he could have said, 'I'm a Jew,' and he would be believed. Now they're saying he converted, and it wasn't a valid conversion. He's not trusted to invalidate his children. And the reason is, like we said, because you see, he could say he's Jewish." What do you do with the Gemara that says, if someone comes and says, I'm a convert, you would think that you accept him as a convert. It says that if he's with you, which is only if he's presumed to be a Jew. You see that we don't just trust him to say he's Jewish. And that's a statement. No, they were talking about a person that we knew, it was established that his fathers were non-Jewish. And therefore, we would have to verify that he's Jewish, because dilavachik. Because if not, like we said in Taisus, Neman actually would be believed that he converted appropriately. But migadi boy, you saw only because yes, he would be believed to say that I could have said I'm Jewish, and therefore he's believed to say that he converted. Here it's not, because here we knew his fathers were non-Jewish, and then we have to verify, take away from the chazaka de mikara, the original presumption, to show that he did become Jewish. But in general, we actually do believe. To next, this master begins with the Gemara. Al yumika sabalach. Do they give you from the fatty tail? Tosfos explains, first of all, how did Rebbeinu say no that he was talking about a lamb and not a kid goat? And also, why was he himself not going to Aliyah LeRegel and exposing him himself? As Tosfos says, Avigab the Gedi, although a kid goat ain't al yosek kri, but there the fatty tail is not sacrificed, and actually he could have eaten from it. So how is he going to expose him, as the Gemara brings that, because the fatty tail is brought on him, is sacrificed on the Mizbech and not eaten by people? And that's as Tosfos says, either red peschem hayiklam, because most of the psalchim are lambs, and therefore you could presume that that's what would happen. Maybe he told him that that's what he eats from, is from the lambs. But then he says, Rabbi Yehuda Maseir Shalol Regel, what's done? Why did he himself not go to the base of Migdash to bring the Korban Pesach? To Ilya Yeshlem, you could say Shalol Hayyid Lekarka, because he didn't have land, and because of that, he's exempt from doing Aliyah Regel. Or Aizakan Hayyid, or he's an elderly person, so therefore he couldn't go. Shen Yochel Halach Regel, he couldn't go with his feet. The Patim Pesach, he's exempt from the Korban Pesach, Kamei Maria, just like he's exempt from doing Aliyah Regel. Or Inami, or you could say Netzivin Chutz La'aretz, that Aliyah LeRegel is only in Eretz Yisrael, and Netzivin where he was is actually out of Eretz Yisrael. The Melucha B'Sefer Parshas Mei, but as we find B'Targum Yerushalmi and Bereishis, Be'erech Ve'Echad Ve'Kamna Be'Eretz Shinim B'Targum, it translates one of these places is V'Hadas V'Netzivin V'Ketisvi, which are all in Bavel, and that's why he didn't have the obligation of Aliyah LeRegel. Ketanek says Masad that begins with the Gemara Chakukah, which is this Yechna Chakukah. Pershah ben Chanali says, why was he called Chakako? Either because he was a Sefer, a scribe who engraves in the words and he writes in the Sefer. Or very Pershah says, because Meir Chakuka Haya, which as Sefer Yeshua, it's brought in Sefer Yeshua, such a place, and that's why it's called Yechanan Chakukah.